Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch of Colorado, appears to have survived 2 days of a barrage of attacks by Democrat senators during his confirmation hearings. Senate Democrats on Tuesday pressed Supreme Court nominee Gorsuch on his opinion on past court rulings that could help identify his ideological approach to the bench, but he appeared to have emerged from the hours of testimony relatively unscathed. Gorsuch appeared intent on following the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. He avoided any serious blunders despite a flurry of questions, ranging from his opinion on Roe v. Wade to his opinion on the District of Columbia v. Heller, the 2008 ruling that allowed handguns to be kept inside homes for self-defense. A group of New York's wealthiest residents is asking the state to raise their taxes. 80 people, including George Soros, Stephen Rockefeller, and Abigail Disney, wrote to New York state lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo, saying they and other millionaires should be taxed more to support infrastructure, schools, and programs to help the poor and homeless, the New York Daily News reports. Now is the time to invest in the long-term economic validity of New York, the letter reads. We need to invest in pathways out of poverty and up the economic ladder for all of our fellow citizens, including strong public education from pre-K to college, they said. And we need to invest in the fragile bridges, tunnels, water lines, public buildings, and roads that we all depend on. The letter endorses a plan called the 1% tax plan for tax fairness, which would create new, higher income tax brackets for the state's wealthiest individuals to raise a projected $2 billion. The winter of 2016-17 will go into the history books as the eighth wettest winter on record. The average precipitation total for the winter was 8.22 inches, which is 1.43 inches above average. The increased precipitation was especially noticeable in the West, as it brought relief to areas gripped by drought for several years. Nevada and Wyoming each had their wettest winter on record, while California experienced its second wettest winter. As of March 14th, only 1.06 of California is experiencing severe drought conditions, the third harshest drought level. There are no areas of California that are currently experiencing extreme or exceptional drought. More than 76% of the state is currently experiencing no drought, while at this time 1 year ago, only 0.43% of the state was drought-free. Disney is all about their live-action remakes at the moment, especially when they're almost always guaranteed to be a box office smash. The Emma Watson led Beauty and the Beast hit cinemas overseas on the weekend and here in the U.S. and broke 5 box office records. Some earlier remakes like Cinderella and The Jungle Book also did insanely well, both critically and commercially. The proposed Mulan remake, on the other hand, might be facing an uphill battle if Twitter has anything to say about it. Thousands of users have taken to the social media platform to express their outrage after the film's director, Nikki Caro, revealed to MoviePhone there were big changes planned for the remake. It's a big, girly martial arts epic, she said. It will be extremely muscular and thrilling and entertaining and moving, she said. And when questioned if the Disney movie would keep its iconic songs, Caro delivered a bombshell that set Twitter alight. From what I understand, no songs right now, much to the horror of my children, she said. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.